Good morning, Jackie Hurley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. I'm delighted to have you on the show because obviously soccer is a really big thing in our household. Well, not obviously, I have talked about Joan being on a team, but also that she's at that crucial age where we really want to keep girls in sport. But first, will you talk about the Maiwadi FAI clubs because you've been an ambassador for a number of years for them?
Yeah, and I think, look, the one thing is once you're trying to plan for your summer, I'm sure you're like me, you're on a load of WhatsApp groups where people are like, hey, I've got this summer camps, this is what I'm doing. And suddenly you go away and you've got 67 messages and your whole summer is organized. But the one thing with these Maiwadi camps is actually it's just like trying to find unstructured play for kids where they can get out and they can just have the crack. Because like you and I know, Joan might be out kicking football with her friends. Kids know what the score is. They know what they're doing. But sometimes I find that maybe we overcoach children, and I'm involved with my kids as well. I see it all the time. And we are always trying to put rules on, you have to do this, you have to do this. Summer camps don't do that for kids. They actually just let them play and they let them have the crack. And you know, listen, you get asked to do loads of things over the years, but this one just felt like something, like it was a really natural fit for me because I really thought that what they're doing is actually what all kids should be doing, just getting out and playing and having a good summer, hopefully.
So I'm going to give out the points of contact for that as well. But just like Jackie, you yourself have personally have been like on such a, a path of promoting women in sport, like a trailblazer. I hope you don't mind me using that word.
Thanks.
And as the face of sport and presenting sport as well for our national broadcaster, like you are a trailblazer in that respect. And it's so important not only for us to see like women on the pitch and performing, but performing to, be able to distill all the sport that we see. And you've done that.
Yeah, it's funny. You probably don't see it like that when you're involved in it. Like when I started doing this job, it was because I love sport and I wanted to get into it. It's actually only kind of the longer you get into it, the more you realize the impact it might have on other women and particularly young girls. Like my daughter Lily goes to an all-girls school. And when I go in there, even for a sports day, I'm in there every year and I'm on the microphone and I'm chatting to the young girls. It's then when they realize that there's a pathway for them. And I get loads of young girls in particular coming up to me saying, I'd love to do what you do. I'd really love to get into that. Whereas like I didn't have that when I was younger. Probably similar situation with you. You know, when you're breaking through as a DJ, there's not a load of female voices. So you do it because you love to do it, not because you saw that there was a pathway there. I do think it's probably been one of the greatest privileges over the years now, though, that I recognize the impact that you have on what it means for other young women when they say, I saw you. And then I realize, particularly when you're the first of anything, like when I was the first person to do Sunday sport at the time, I didn't realize I was the first woman. And it was only afterwards then you go, well, that's pretty cool because you're always going to be the first. And there's definitely something in that now. The older I get, the more I probably appreciate it.
The other thing that I think we've all talked about in the last number of years is the fact that, like things like the Caitlin Clark effect and all that kind of stuff, and women actually, not just women, but men and women watching women's sport en masse, filling stadiums, getting those viewerships levels up so high. Like that trajectory has changed a lot in the last even 18 months, 2 years.
Yeah, I would actually argue the last 2 years has probably been faster than the previous 20, you know, overall, because somebody like Caitlin Clark is a figure that can change her whole sport. Like her jersey was the biggest selling jersey of the year, you know, and you're talking about like women's sporting events that she was involved in being the highest grossing, the biggest watched, you know, like millions of people are tuning in to watch this. So I think the old argument of people saying, oh, but the product isn't good enough, you know, it's not like the men's, I won't watch that. I actually just think that doesn't wash with people anymore because now they see it and they say, well, actually, there's something there worthwhile watching. You invest in something and you actually create something where there is an equal opportunity, then that's where you see the real growth. But you can't keep having the conversation of just using that lazy statistic of it's not the same. I actually think once, and I see this because I've got a boy and a girl in my household, and they get treated the same, they get the same access to everything. And it's very deliberate because I need them to see that we want them to be the same. But if every household doesn't do that and we all don't have those conversations, then we're not going to change it. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely. I mean, like we can see with women's tennis, for example, has been like far more popular for a number of years. And girls' football in particular, soccer, is like the fastest growing in all of sport really in Ireland at the moment. And you can see that at club level and local levels. Like, and that's really exciting to see. And the women's team's been really exciting to follow.
Yeah, and I think particularly with the Irish women's team getting to a global stage when they play in a World Cup, like that has a knock-on effect. Like, you know, I can remember when I was a child with like Euro 88, Italia 90, USA 94. Those memories are etched in my mind because I was a child out playing football when Ireland were making that breakthrough in the late 80s, early 90s. And I think for young children now, and I say this for girls and boys, like my son Luke watches the Irish women's football team. We go to all the home games, we watch them on TV. He loves them. He has an Arsenal jersey with Katie McCabe on the back. You know, he doesn't see gender the way we see it. Like the Arsenal women are playing in the Champions League final. He's a huge fan of them. He thinks Caitlin Ford is one of the best footballers in the world. He watches them all the time. He thinks they're brilliant. I went to an Arsenal game last year, and for his birthday this year, he was like, "Can we go to an Arsenal women's game?" So it's actually like, what is the mindset for these kids, and how are we changing it? And actually, I would argue the Irish women's team have done that because by being on global platform where they're playing in a World Cup, even when they played Australia that time, there's 550,000 people was your average viewership on TV. 550,000 people. But that kind of numbers, it shows that it's having an effect on the ground. And now you're seeing the knock-on effect where kids are out playing in their local football clubs because of that team. And that is the true can see it, can be it effect. And that's really, really incredible.
It really is.
If you think as well, though, Alison, right? When we were younger, sport was defined as team sports. If you didn't play, like, let's say in your school, like basketball or hockey or whatever kids want to play. In my school, if you didn't play camogie, football, hockey, basketball, you didn't do sport. Like, that's just the way it was defined. Whereas, like, loads of my friends now are in the gym every day, they're running marathons, they're doing yoga, they're swimming, and they're some of the sportiest people I know, but they would never have classified themselves as sporty because they weren't doing team sports. So I do actually think redefining what it means to do sport. And I'm sure there's people who are driving around in their cars this morning and they're bringing their kids to pitches all over the sideline, and they're probably going to go for a jog while they're watching their kids or whatever. And I'm always saying to my friends like that, you are sporty. You just need to think about what it is. And reframing our minds is actually half of the battle here because that's what our kids see. They see us going to the gym, they see us being active, they see us being healthy. And so now the 20 somethings are looking after themselves in a way that we couldn't have even believed. So
Now,
imagine what their children are going to be like.
superhuman. Before I let you go, in your bio for Instagram, it says that you're competitive. I identify with being competitive, but that you love karaoke.
Oh man, I love karaoke.
Do you?
Oh, oh
I'm
my
too
God.
shy. The only time I did karaoke is I was awake for about 30 hours and we had landed in Tokyo and I was like, nobody's gonna know me here. But I too am like, I'm too shy. What would you sing
I
normally?
cannot believe that about you. Sorry. Anybody who's listened to the radio will be thinking there's no chance that that's true. Are you telling me you don't have a karaoke song?
No, is that terrible? What's yours?
Okay, I have a few, right? Okay, to anybody who listened this morning, I would always say pick something that everybody knows so that you're not left there crooning into the microphone and people having to listen to you. So, Carly Simon, You're So Vain, big hit. Celine Dion, anything really by her is always a big hit. And anything by Westlife, they're the ones like Flying Without Wings. I mean, that is a
There you
number.
go.
That
There
is a
you go.
number.
Jackie Hurley, thank you so much for being on Weekend Breakfast this morning. I'll talk to you again.
Thanks a million for having me. Cheers, Alison.
Thanks.